Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Okay, good afternoon, my friends. Definition of democracy is essentially mob rule. The Democrats never use the correct term for this nation, as they do not want you to have them. The only time they use the correct term in calling it a republic is when they want to push their ideals, and their ideals are never right. Michelle Bachmann, the dean of Robertson School of Government at Regent University, said, "Don't let anyone ever tell you they have the right to take away your right to speech, because they don't have that right. Only God has that right." It is the same as our right to religion too. Excuse me. We are to speak the word of God in our culture, and that has been taken away too. We cannot even go to church without the government telling us how to do it. Folks, we know how to go to church. We know how to worship God. But government is telling us that we cannot do that. Government does not have that right. But the Nancy Pelosi's of government feel like they do. The governors Grisham of New Mexico, Cuomo of New York, Whitmer of Michigan, Newsom of California, and many others are telling churches they cannot hold church services because of their mandates. But we the people have got to realize here that mandates are not law. All a mandate is a suggestion by the governor. And even here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, we have churches that haven't followed the governor's so-called mandates and are being fined tens of thousands of dollars for not following her orders. That is not her right to do. But we are allowing this to happen. And it will continue until the people rise up, the people grow up, and as one, and stop it. That is the only way we will stop this, because if we don't do that, it will continue, folks, and it will get worse. Now, we have to realize here that we are being lied to. The government and our governors are telling all of us that we must wear masks. Well, the people who are following this to the letter, you have had better listen to the first story that I will talk about tonight, because that we are all being lied to. Welcome to NWCR Radio on this, the goodness. I don't know what is so wrong with me, but I was going to do this show on the 15th, but ran out of time and didn't have the time to do anything but reschedule. So I rescheduled for today. So welcome to NWCR Radio on this, the 18th day of January, MLK Day, with this very important and fact-filled information episode heard only here on BTR through Conservative Nation Media. And welcome to the show.
There's an angry blowback for the downing of Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
Thank you. Welcome to Hour 1 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert the Infidel Garding, as we strive hard to bring you the correct news as it actually happens, with no liberal spin or unbiased lies that are parroted in the lame streamlined media. Using the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason, in this unreasonable world comes NWCR Radio on Conservative Nation Media from Albuquerque, New Mexico, where America always wins. And now, here's Robert.
Okay, we are back. The call-in number is 646-478-5284 if you want to call in. Masks, my friend, are neither effective nor safe. And this is a summary of the science involved, something that the Pelosi's and the governors of our states, like Lujan Grisham of Mexico and all the other states that I mentioned earlier, this is something that they never really look at. A review of the peer-reviewed medical literature examines impacts on human health, both immunological as well as physiological. The purpose of this paper is to examine data regarding the effectiveness of face masks as well as safety data. The reason that both are examined in one paper is that for the general public as a whole, as well as for every individual, a risk-benefit analysis is necessary to guide decisions on if and when to wear a mask. Masks are effective at preventing transmission of respiratory pathogens? That was a question. Here's the answer. In this meta-analysis, face masks were found to have no detectable effect against transmission of viral infections. One, it found, compared to no mask, there was no reduction in influenza-like illnesses, cases, or influenza for masks in general population, nor in healthcare workers. This 2020 meta-analysis found that evidence from randomized control trials of face masks did not support a substantial effect on transmission of laboratory-confirmed influenza, either when worn by infected persons, source control, or by persons in general community to reduce their susceptibility. Another recent review found that masks had no effects specifically against COVID-19, although face masks use seem linked to, in 3 of 31 studies, very slightly reduced odds of developing influenza-like illnesses. This 2019 study of 2,862 participants showed that both N95 respirators and surgical masks, quote, resulted in no significant difference in the incidence of laboratory-confirmed influenza, unquote. This 2016 meta-analysis found that both randomized controlled trials and observational studies of N95 respirators and surgical masks used by healthcare workers did not show benefit against transmission of acute respiratory infections. It was also found that acute respiratory infection transmission, quote, may have occurred via contamination of provided respiratory protective equipment during storage and reuse of masks and respirators throughout the workday, unquote. A 2011 meta-analysis of 17 studies regarding masks and the effect on transmission of influenza found that, quote, none of the studies established a conclusive relationship between mask and respirator use and protection against influenza infection, unquote. However, Authors speculated that effectiveness of masks may be linked to early consistent and correct usage. That means that every time you wear one for a couple of minutes, take it off, wash it, put on a clean one. Face mask use was likely found to not be protective against the common cold compared to controls without face masks among healthcare workers. Masks have been assumed to be effective in obstructing forward travel of viral particles. Considering those positioned next to or behind a mask wearer, there have been farther transmission of virus-laden fluid particles from masked individuals than from unmasked individuals by means of, quote, several leakage jets, including intense backward and downwards jets that may present major hazards, and a potentially dangerous leakage jet of up to several meters, unquote. Now, this goes completely against everything that the Democrats and everybody who's wearing these masks like it's a religion now don't ever hear, and they don't ever think it either. All masks were thought to reduce forward airflow by 90% or more over wearing no mask. However, Schlicheren imaging showed that both surgical masks and cloth masks had further brow jets, unfiltered upward airflow past the eyebrows, than not wearing any mask at all, 182 millimeters and 203 millimeters, respectively, versus none discernible with no mask. Backward unfiltered airflow was found to be strong with all masks compared to not masking. For both N95 and surgical masks, it was found that expelled particles from 0.03 to 1 micron were deflected around the edges of each mask, and that there was measurable penetration of particles through the filter of each mask. And the next one is about penetration through masks. A study of 44 mask brands found mean 33.6 penetration plus 34.7%. Most medical masks had over 20% penetration, while, quote, general masks and handkerchiefs had no protective function in terms of the aerosol filtration efficiency, unquote. The study found that medical masks, general masks, and handkerchiefs were found to provide little protection against respiratory aerosols. So, in fact, this, in fact, is essentially telling you that coronavirus, there's no sense in wearing a mask. It's not going to stop it. It may be helpful to remember that an aerosol is a colloidal suspension of liquid or solid gas in a solid particles in a gas. In respiration, the relevant aerosol is the suspension of bacterial or viral particles in inhaled or exhaled breath. In another study, penetration of cloth masks by particles was almost 97% and medical masks 44%. N95 respirators. Honeywell is a manufacturer of N95 respirators. These are made with 0.03 micron filters. N95 respirators are so named because 95% of particles having a diameter of 0.03 microns is filtered by the mask forward by the wearer by use of an electrostatic mechanism. Coronaviruses are approximately 0.125 microns in diameter, so they're not going to stop it. 0.3 is bigger, folks. This meta-analysis found that N95 respirators did not provide superior protection to face masks against viral infections like influenza-like infections, which is corona. This study did find superior protection by N95 respirators when they were fit tested compared to surgical masks. The study found that 624 out of 714 people wearing N95 masks left visible gaps when putting on their own masks. now with surgical masks. Study found that surgical masks offered no protection at all against influenza. Okay, I lost my split place here. Okay, there we are. Another study found that surgical masks had about 85% penetration ratio of aerosolized inactivated influenza particles and about 90% of Staphylococcus bacteria, although S. aureus particles were about six times the diameter of influenza particles. Use of masks in surgery we found to slightly increase incidence of infection over not masking in a study of 3,088 surgeries. The surgeons' masks were found to give no protective effect to the patients. Okay, so masks are being shown here that they don't work. They don't work anywhere. They don't work at all. Yet the government has us all running around like scared little lemmings wearing masks everywhere we go, except for a few of us. I won't do it. For one thing, masks will cut down the oxygen intake that you take into your body, and it will increase the carbon dioxide that you take into your body, which is not good either way. Our bodies were made to breathe air through our nose, and our bodies have an immune system that is made to heal. And what we are doing when we're wearing masks here, folks, is we're shutting down that immune system. So it won't help us to heal. It won't help us to stay safe. It will not help us to do anything. And here we have a new president coming in now, and one of his first things is to mandate mask use. Do you see where this is going, folks? This article goes on to say other studies have found no difference in wound infection rates with and without surgical masks. This study found that there is a lack of substantial evidence to support claims that face masks protect either patient or surgeon from infectious contamination. Do you see where we're going here, folks? Because I hope you're listening to this, because this is not something we need to take lightly. And it's something the government wants us to take lightly. This study found that medical masks have a wide range of filtration efficiency, with the most showing 30% to 50% efficiency. Okay, that means 50% to 80% inefficiency. And we're all wearing masks for why? Specifically, are surgical masks effective in stopping human transmission of coronaviruses? Both experimental and control groups, masked and unmasked, respectively, were found to, quote, not shed detectable virus respiratory droplets or aerosols, unquote. And in that study, they, quote, did not confirm the infectivity of coronavirus as found in exhaled breath. A study of aerosol penetration showed that the two of the five surgical masks studied had 51 to 89% penetration of polydisperse aerosols. In another study that observed subjects while coughing, quote, neither surgical nor cotton masks effectively filtered SARS-CoV during coughs by infected patients, and more viral particles were found on the outside than on the inside of the masks tested. Really? Now we're getting to some interesting stuff, but the sad part about this is that the media won't talk about this, so nobody knows about it. They just run around with their masks on all the time. Now they're talking about cloth masks. Cloth masks were found to have low efficiency for blocking particles of 0.3 microns and smaller. Aerosol penetration through various cloth masks examined in this study were between 74 and 90%. Otherwise, the filtration efficiency of fabric materials was 3% to 33%. Healthcare workers wearing cloth masks were found to have 13 times the risk of influenza-like illnesses than those wearing medical masks. This 1920 analysis of cloth masks used during the 1918 pandemic examines the failure of masks to impede or stop flu transmission at the time. Now, this was done back in the 20s now. Now, I've talked about a whole bunch of studies here, some that were done just recently, but this last one I'm talking about was done in 1920. And they did an analysis of cloth masks used during the 1918 pandemic, which is essentially no different than the ones we're using today, and everybody's running around with them on their face. The failure of the masks to impede or stop flu transmission at the time, and concluded that the number of layers of fabric required to prevent pathogen penetration would have required a suffocating number of layers and could not be used for that reason. So, you know, as well as the problem of leakage vents around the edges of the cloth masks. Now, they're talking about masks against COVID-19. The New England Journal of Medicine editorial on the topic of masks, mask use versus COVID-19 assesses the matter as follows, quote, "We know that wearing a mask outside healthcare facilities offers little, if any, protection from infection. Public health authorities define a significant exposure to COVID-19 as face-to-face contact within 6 feet with a patient with symptomatic COVID-19 that is sustained for at least a few minutes, and some say more than 10 minutes or even 20 minutes. The chance of catching COVID from a passing individual or passing intersection at a public space is therefore minimal. In many cases, the desire for widespread masking is a reflexive reaction to anxiety over the pandemic." Then we go into the good one. Are masks safe during walking or other exercise? Surgical mask wearers had significantly increased dyspnea after a 6-minute walk than non-mask wearers. Researchers are concerned about possible burden of face masks during physical activity on pulmonary, circulatory, and immune systems due to oxygen reduction, and something I've been talking about all along here. Oxygen reduction and air trapping reduce substantial carbon dioxide exchange, which means you're not getting rid of the carbon dioxide. That's what breathing out does. And when you have a mask on, it traps it. And when you breathe it back in, you're breathing that back into you. As a result of hypercapnia, there may be cardiac overload, renal overload, and a shift to metabolic acidosis of N95 respirators. Pregnant healthcare workers were found to have a loss in volume of oxygen consumption by 13.8% compared to controls when wearing N95 respirators. 17.7% less carbon dioxide was exhaled. Patients with end-stage renal disease were studied during the use of N95 respirators. Their partial pressure of oxygen, or the PaO2, decreased significantly compared to controls and increased respiratory adverse effects. 19% of the patients developed various degrees of hypoxemia while wearing the masks. Healthcare workers' N95 respirators were measured by personal bioaerosol samples to harbor influenza virus, and 25% of healthcare workers' facepiece respirators were found to contain influenza in an emergency department during the 2015 flu season. Risks of surgical masks. Healthcare workers' surgical masks were also measured by personal bioaerosol samplers to harbor for influenza virus. Various respirator pathogens were found on the outer surface of used medical masks, which could result in self-contamination. The risk was found to be higher with longer duration of use of mask use. So all these people who are wearing the same mask over and over and over and over and over again every day, day in and day out, are at more risk for catching something because the masks are contaminated. The only time that a mask will actually work is if you change the mask almost minutely. Once you've worn it for a minute, it's contaminated. Take it off, put on a new one. How many people do that? They don't. They wear the same mask over and over and over and over and over and over again. And they maybe wash it once a week. Surgical masks were also found to be a repository of bacterial contamination. The source of bacteria was determined to be the body surface of the surgeons rather than the operating room environment. Now, we've talked about the operating room environment here. In the operating room, they up the amount of oxygen in the air so that you're getting less oxygen by breathing through a mask, but they up the oxygen in the air in an operating room because they're all wearing masks. They have to have this influx of oxygen. Well, when you're walking out on the streets, you're not getting that. See? Given that surgeons are gowned from head to foot for surgery, this finding should be especially concerning for lay people who wear masks. Without protective garb of surgeons, lay people generally have even more exposed body surface to serve as a source for bacteria to collect on their masks. And now, talking about the risks of cloth masks. Healthcare workers wearing cloth masks had significantly higher rates of influenza-like illnesses after 4 weeks of continuous on-the-job use while compared to controls. The increased rate of infection in mask wearers may be due to a weakening of the immune function during mask use. Surgeons have found to have lower oxygen saturation after surgeries, even as short as 30 minutes. Low oxygen induces hypoxemia, inducible factor 1 alpha. This in turn down-regulates CD4 plus T cells. CD4 plus T cells in turn are necessary for viral immunity. See, we're shutting down our immune systems here, and we have to weigh risks versus benefits of mask use. In the summer of 2020, the United States is experiencing a surge of popular mask use, which is frequently promoted by the media, political leaders, and celebrities. Homemade and store-bought cloth masks and surgical masks, or N95 masks, are being used by the public, especially when entering stores and other publicly accessible buildings. Sometimes bandanas or scarves are used. The use of face masks, whether cloth, surgical, or N95, creates a poor obstacle to aerosolized pathogens, as we can see from the meta-analysis and other studies in this paper, allowing both transmission of aerosolized pathogens to others in various directions, as well as self-contamination. It must also be considered that masks impede the necessary volume of air intake required for adequate oxygen exchange, which results in observed psychological effects that may be undesirable. Even a 6-minute walks, let alone more strenuous activity, resulted in dyspnea. That's D-Y-S-P-N-E-A. The volume of oxygen in a typical breath is about 100 milliliters. Used for normal pathological processes, 100 milliliters of O2 greatly exceeds the volume of pathogen required for transmission. The foregoing data shows that masks serve more as instruments of obstruction of normal breathing rather than an effective barrier to pathogens. Therefore, masks should not be used by the general public, either by adults or children, and their limitations as prophylaxis against pathogens should also be considered in medical settings. Senator Lauren Boebert of Colorado is a new, and for that matter, a pretty firebrand who has already made waves in Congress calling what the Democrats have been doing bullcrap. Now, I had an audio that I never got to get made, which was kind of sad because I made this audio and it was absolutely freaking great. Because I was looking to find an audio that I was actually looking to find that audio and I found it, but I never got it done. But it will be nice when Democrats, you know, here's what she said. And she tweeted this. She said, "I voted against the frivolous impeachment sham today. It will be nice when Democrats can stop this foolishness so we can start working on behalf of the American people. Impeaching a president with 7 days left on his term," and that was the other day, "is a colossal waste of time, and it's also a colossal waste of American taxpayer money, folks. We are paying for this shit that the Democrats are pushing on us." Now, that being said, it is also, yeah, and I kind of said that without reading what I had put here. But, you know, folks, the money that comes out of our pockets to fund this crap is the money that the government takes from us. But what she said before she tweeted that great thing, she stood up in the chamber and called all the Democrats who were voting for all of this stuff full of bull crap, and she got booed by the Democrats. She got shut down by the Democrats. She got shut down by Nancy Pelosi. Of course, Pelosi doesn't want to hear any of this stuff because it goes against the way that she wants this thing to be. Impeaching a president with 7 days left in his term or less is a colossal waste of time. Now, that being said, it is also a colossal waste of taxpayer money, too. You know, folks, the money that comes out of our pockets to fund this crap. But that is not the plan here. And I have a feeling that we are going to be seeing the plan soon, like at the Biden inaugural. Here is what is happening, folks. From Western Journal comes this one. And let's see if I've still got that. Yeah, here we are. Inside attack, FBI vetting all 25,000 troops in D.C. over concerns. Now, where are these concerns coming from? It's not from the Republicans. It's not from the people who were at the Trump rally, who are now being blamed for what happened there, which when it was nothing, it had nothing to do with them. It was BLM and the Democrats and planned stuff. But this here that's coming up is plan two. From Western Journal, you know, I read you that the headline, "Inside Attack, FBI Vetting All 25,000 Troops in D.C. Over Concerns." Now, here's what the article said. First, we needed the troops in Washington, D.C. to prevent an attack at the inauguration. Now we need to make sure the troops we sent there are not the ones that carry it out. Okay? According to the report by the Associated Press, the FBI is currently in the process of vetting the 25,000 National Guard members who will be on duty in the 68-square-mile District of Columbia for unpresident-elect Joe Biden's so-called inauguration on Wednesday. That's day after tomorrow. Amid concerns, there might be an insider attack during these festivities. Now, here's the key words here. Amid concerns. Who has the concerns? Democrats do. And the only reason why they have those concerns, I'll get to in just a few minutes. But this whole thing, do not get me wrong here, and don't doubt me. This is all planned. It's planned all the way into the demonstrations that's going to happen. And here's what's going on. The massive influx of troops was sent amid concerns armed outside groups might, now get this, might be coming to Washington ahead of the inauguration. However, we've apparently gotten to the point where the phone call might be coming from inside the House. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy said authorities had not seen any evidence of a threat, nor had the vetting brought anything to light yet. Okay? Now, here, don't you recognize these tactics, folks? The Democrats always do this. Oh, we might have trouble, so we better make sure that we put the troops out there. We might have trouble, so we better make sure that nobody can get in unless we can vet them. There might be trouble. Folks, as long as we're alive and we're human, there might be something that goes wrong. You understand here? The Democrats use something that might happen, even though there's no evidence that it could. All they have to do is put in that one word, might, and they can do anything they damn well please. Now, this whole idea of putting all these troops in there, they're vetting the troops. Now, let's turn it a different way here. If the Democrats are saying that something might happen, okay, how about with the FBI, who has not been telling us much of the truth lately, and the Democrats, who have been telling us no truth lately, they're vetting all 25,000 troops in D.C. over concerns. Now, these concerns are theirs only. But there's a reason why they have those concerns, and it's not because something may happen. It's because they got something planned that will happen. Now, I guarantee you, folks, if something happens in Washington, D.C. when it comes to the inauguration, it's something that was planned by the left. It's not something the Republicans did, though the Republicans will get blamed for it. It's not something that Trump did, although Trump will get blamed for it. And then they'll go after Trump for that, even though he had nothing to do with it. It's all in the plans for the Democrats. It's things that they want to do. And they are going to do it because they want to destroy Trump. They've said so, and they'll do anything to destroy Trump. Okay? And that's where this whole thing is getting just downright sick and insane here, folks, because with the Democrats, when something goes against them, there has to be proof. Absolute proof. Okay? But when it comes to the Democrats, there doesn't have to be any proof. Just the word might has to be thrown in there. You are listening to NWCR Radio, where the truth rings free with the voice of reason in this very unreasonable world.
Conservative Nation Media, or CNM, is pleased to announce the return of Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown. Earlier this summer, Vincent took time off for the summer to do some things that he wanted to do with his family. Family is important, no matter what the left says. Now he is back. Starting on the 19th of September, Vincent Brown is back with Black by Color Only at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturdays with the show that you all loved. Vincent has a special way to let you know just what is going on and why it is good or bad. That's Black by Color Only on CNM, where America always wins. In the world of business, it is always exciting to announce the formation of a new one, and an LLC to boot. Enter now, I Am the Sky Drone Services, LLC, based out of Jamestown, Indiana, but working out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87112. With drones being the big up-and-coming billion-dollar industry, I Am the Sky has gotten in close to the ground floor, and the possibilities are almost endless. From photography and weddings from above, to photographing homes for realtors, all the way to mapping, I Am the Sky Drone Services, LLC, affiliated with Garden Graphics and Printing, can attain all your needs in photography from a perspective that was hard to attain to before without a good amount of risk to your employees. That's I Am the Sky Drone Services, LLC, at 505-317-8741, or email us at gardingr@reagan.com. That's GARDINGR@REAGAN.com. And the phone number again is 505-317-8741. We are your one-stop shop for drone services and printing needs. Give us a call. We do it all. Okay, we are back. One of the things that I found out, you know, the things that I've got for my show that I used to be able to do, all of my advertisements and things like that, the only reason why I've even got some of them right now is because I had accidentally left them in the studio. And then a couple of them disappeared because... I got rid of them. Well, then I had to erase my hard drive. Well, I lost all of my stuff, and so everything that's going on when it comes to my bumper music and the things that are going on in this show, as soon as I can get all of my bumper music back, which is right now, it looks like I'm going to have to redo all of it. So that one there was not essentially a bumper song. A new song that Steve Earle and the Dukes came out with that was in tribute to his brother who died in 2019. And it, the song Champagne Corolla was one of his brother's songs. And I will probably use that song as my exit song tonight because the songs that I had in this, you know, for my bumper music and my ending song, they're all gone. And the things that are just going on are just unbelievable. But I'm in the process now of working on getting myself a new computer because this one here is pretty much at the end of its use, its life, because it's a 2011 model, and the new operating systems that are coming out now are not compatible with this computer. I cannot get them to take it. They won't because the operating system is different than what this computer will have. So I'm going to have to get me another one. And because of that, things like Flash,
my flash driver is no longer working, and I cannot get a new one because the new ones are not compatible with the operating system this computer has. So hopefully within the next couple of months, I'll have me a new computer and things will be back up to the way they should be. And once that happens, then I'll be able to get all of my bumper music. I'm going to have to re-record it all, but that's okay because my GarageBand will be working again, which it is not now because, of course, Flash is not working. So I can't get my volume up to where I need it to be, which is causing me the problems for my updates, you know, my songs and my audios that I try to use because I cannot get those updates in. But one of the things I wanted to do today, which actually is pretty cool, I'm going to have to move my microphone for that because one of the things that we ended up with today was a thing that we used to report on all the time. Liz Wheeler used to be with One America News. She's kind of gone on her own now. But she always did a thing where about the six stories mainstream media refused to report to you. Well, she did one on the 18th, which essentially was today. And it's actually going to be pretty great because she is one of these ladies that is just, she just really knows what she's saying. And let me see if I can get this to play for you, which means I'm going to have to move the microphone up here and set it in front of my speakers. And let's see what she has to say about this. And I haven't listened to this thing fully yet. So here's Liz Wheeler and the six things that the MSM were afraid to tell you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's edition of The Six Stories the Mainstream Media Refused to Report to You. We are going to start today with a video of Joe Biden advocating in favor of systemic racism, promising essentially that he will be a racist as president. Take a look.
Our priority will be Black, Latino, Asian, and Native American-owned small businesses, women-owned businesses.
First of all, these businesses were not destroyed by the virus. They were destroyed by the government-mandated lockdown. Second of all, blatant racism and discrimination based on skin color is not the answer. Here's an idea. Why don't you allow business owners to reopen their businesses so everybody has a chance to succeed instead of picking winners and losers based on race? But did the mainstream media report on Joe Biden's racist policies? No. The mainstream media ignored it. Cosmopolitan magazine released a series of covers recently featuring morbidly obese women. Their headlines read, "Healthy," telling women that it's perfectly healthy to be obese and that you can be fit and fat at the same time. Here's the problem. 655,000 people die of heart disease every year in the United States. That's nearly 1,800 people every day, or 75 people every hour. It's more than one person per minute. One of the leading causes of this, obesity. This is not healthy. It's a lie that hurts women. But did the mainstream media push back on this lie? Nope. Mainstream media, who claim to be all about science when it comes to pandemics, ignored a very unscientific message because that message was woke. California Governor Gavin Newsom says despite the lockdowns, California is business friendly because billionaires are doing just fine. You can't make this stuff up. How many restaurants are closed for good forever in California thanks to Newsom's draconian dictates that, by the way, statistics show are not stopping the virus? How many people have lost their employment? But Newsom, the man who dined at the French Laundry as he told you you weren't allowed to see your family for Thanksgiving or Christmas or open your business to make a living and provide for your family, he doesn't care about you, the little sorry people, because the billionaires are doing okay. But did the mainstream media report on this horrible elitist politician? Nope. The mainstream media ignored it. In the wake of Twitter banning President Trump and purging 70,000 other accounts for wrongthink, Twitter has not suspended the accounts of the following tyrants and terrorists: genocidal Chinese communists, Kremlin state-sponsored news, the Ayatollah of Iran, Antifa, Scientology, Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro, CUDS News, domestic terrorist Bill Ayers. But did the mainstream media report on this gross double standard? Nope. The mainstream media praised the banning of President Trump while they ignore the tyrants and terrorists who are allowed to keep tweeting. On the night of January 7th, a mob of Antifa in Portland, Oregon, tried to break their way into a police department in a suburb of Portland. When they were unsuccessful in their terror attack on the police station, they targeted small businesses in the area instead, smashing them. But did the mainstream media report on this political violence? No, the mainstream media said nothing. A new study shows that transgender women, that is, individuals who were born biologically male but now identify as female, retain their athletic advantage in sports over biological women even after a year on hormone therapy. So first of all, anybody who paid to fund this study is an idiot. I could have told you this for $5 and saved you the money. But did the mainstream media report this? No, the mainstream media didn't say a word. Since the mainstream media refuses to report the truth about any of this to you, I will.
Okay. That is Liz Wheeler in the six stories that the MSM refused to report to you. Now, the thing that's really interesting about this is that everything she mentioned is the stuff that they're really hard pushing hard on us. And then on top of that, this, the other thing that they're pushing hard on us is the fact that we need to wear masks. Oh my God, we'll all die if we don't. Well, that first story I started this show out with proves that masks do not work. Just as I've been saying for quite a while now, I had a lady on my show probably a couple months ago now who works in the field of that and knows all about what masks do. She has studied it, and she told everybody on that show, I'd have to look it up, but it was a couple months ago. But through her research, she found out that masks do not work. And here we are running around like a bunch of lemmings with masks all over our faces when we're walking down the street alone, riding our bikes, riding motorcycles. For crying out loud, I saw a guy on a motorcycle the other day wearing a mask. He wasn't wearing a helmet, but he was wearing a mask. I guess he felt that, you know, with the mask, that'd protect his head and everything. No, it was essentially cutting down the oxygen that he was breathing. But the difference between that one and somebody who's walking down the street with a mask on is like night and day. Because remember, I told you that the surgeons in the operating rooms have an extra amount of oxygen pumped in so that they don't lose oxygen while they're operating, but they still lose, okay? Well, when you're riding a motorcycle, you're getting hit with oxygen all the time. So that actually helps a little bit, but still, you're still losing oxygen. I have talked in the past about people who've been driving cars all alone in the car, wearing a mask, passing out, and driving into a telephone pole. You see, folks, we are being lied to. We're being lied to all over the place. We are being lied to every time we turn around. We are being lied to. We are being lied to. And that thing that I had talked to you about that Lauren Boebert, Boebert in in our Congress. I didn't record it, but I do have what I had for Liz Wheeler. I got to move my microphone again, which means that I've got to put it back up by my speakers. But here is what she said to Congress, and she got booed for it.
And that all Democrats care about is pursuing their hatred of President Trump. She even called it bullcrap on the House floor. Let's take a look at this fiery moment. Watch.
Glory to God. Madam Speaker, I rise today to oppose this impeachment and denounce the recent violence on the Capitol, just as I oppose the previous impeachment and the violence we've all witnessed all summer long across our great country. Make no mistake here, the hypocrisy of the left is on full display. Quote, go to the Hill, get in the face of some Congress people. We've got to fight in Congress, fight in the courts, fight in the streets. Take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him. Take him, go and take Trump out tonight. Sound familiar? What about the gentlewoman from New York who defended the looting by saying looters just wanted loaves of bread? Well, the last I checked, Best Buy and Teslas and stores of the like do not produce baked goods. Where's the accountability for the left after encouraging and normalizing violence? Rather than actually helping American people in this time, we start impeachments that further divide our country. I call bullcrap when I hear the Democrats demanding unity. Sadly, they are only unified in hate. Fired.
Yeah, see, they're only imbibed by hatred. And then she got shut down. Why did she get shut down? Because the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi and all the Democrats, do not like the truth when it goes against them. And that's just all there is to it. They don't like the truth, but they say they love it. Okay? But all summer long, this last summer, we had them packing BLM and Antifa rioters all over the nation. In Minneapolis, they pretty much destroyed downtown of Minneapolis. They destroyed downtown of Seattle, took over a section of Seattle, all to the praise of the Democrats. But when something goes against them, they're the first ones that jump on that bandwagon and say, now wait, you need to follow the law. You need to save our republic. And that's the only time they ever use that, when they're wrong. And they keep talking about saving our democracy, saving this, saving that. And they will bring up that we are a republic at times, but only when they are completely wrong in what they are doing. Right now, a democracy is what we have. A constitutional republic is what the founders made us. And in this election, the words of Benjamin Franklin came back when he said to a woman outside the Philadelphia congressional thing where they drew up the Constitution. They said, she asked him, what have you given us? And Benjamin Franklin said, we have a constitutional republic for as long as you can keep it. He knew that a time like 2020 would come along. He knew that if the people didn't fight for this republic, we would lose it. And on January 6th, we did just that. So now we have moved closer to what the demonorats want to make America, which is a socialist nation. We are now under mob rule. We are under democracy. They say majority rules. That's mob rule. Say you're riding through a town and somebody gets killed and you didn't do it, but somebody in the mob says, he did it. And they string you up to hang you. They're the majority. They're the mob. You were just one person, and you're going to lose your life over something somebody else did because the mob has decided for themselves that you did it, whether they saw you or not. And that's what's going on here in America right now. The Democrats are telling everybody that the Republicans are bad. We have to ban them. We have to get rid of them. We have to get rid of their ways of communicating to the nation. Why? Because we don't agree with their socialistic ideals for this nation. They're destroying this nation. And then in 20 days, they got rid of Twitter, got rid of Trump. Twitter got rid of POTUS. The media and the socialists in this nation got rid of Parler. And I'm sorry to tell you this, you Democrats out there, but Parler will be back at the end of January. They're working on that right now, and they're coming back. I know there's a lot of people out there right now that are saying Parler is gone, that we have to find another way to get things. Well, when I do my stuff during the week, I do my updates. I record them on this computer, put them into iMovie, put the whole thing together, and then download it to YouTube. Now, if I suddenly start getting a whole bunch of views on this, YouTube's going to shut me down. I don't really have to worry about that right now because I don't get that many people, 3 to 10 people maybe at the most. But I don't worry about YouTube because YouTube is just a point where I can put my update, have it compressed into an MP4. I can take it from there, put it back on my computer as a single entity instead of being completely separated by the video and the audio and the words that are put in there afterwards, you know, so that I can have, if I say something and I didn't say it quite right, then I can put the words at the bottom and enlighten the people. I put that on YouTube to condense all of that and put it into one format. Then I take it and put it back onto my computer and put it into Rumble. And I found out that since I've been banned on Facebook now, and they won't even let me contest this. And my ideas on this one is the reason why they won't let me contest it is because they're afraid, because they don't have a good reason for taking my First Amendment rights away from me. They don't have a good reason except that I wasn't saying what they wanted me to say. Well, this is America. I don't need to say what they want me to say. I don't need to say what Biden wants me to say. I don't need to say what Trump wants me to say. I don't have to say anything that anybody wants me to say. And that's what the Democrats are doing right now. They're making it so that it's impossible for the people who disagree with them to say anything about them that's bad for them. And this is what is destroying this country right now. We are under mob rule. The problem is the mob is in Washington, D.C. And the sooner Americans realize that they are selling us down the river, the sooner we can fight to right this great ship, because they are lying to us all. And even the ones on the Republican side are lying to us all. If we wanted to get in there and completely get rid of all the swamp creatures and just keep the ones that were actually working for us, we'd be getting rid of 95%, if not more, of the Republicans, and we'd be getting rid of 100% of the Democrats. Democrats have been lying to us for years, folks. Democrats have said that it was the Republicans who voted against equal rights. No, it wasn't. Every Republican voted for it. It was the Democrats that voted against it. When it came to women's rights to vote, they're telling us that it's the Republicans who voted against that. No, it wasn't. It was the Democrats. Republicans voted for it. Democrats voted against it. It was almost party line there. Everything the Democrats say they have done for this country that has actually been good for this country has not been the Democrats who did it. Democrats are trying to tell us that slavery was gotten rid of because of them. No, it was gotten rid of because of the values of the Republican Party. Right now, those values suck because most all of the Republicans are just like Democrats anymore. There are a few who are not. Like Ted Cruz, he's actually had people who have in the Senate who are now trying to impeach him, get rid of him. Why? Because he stands for America. Hawley is another one, Hawley. He's another one who's having his career as a politician being shortened because the Democrats want him out of there. CNN is trying to get rid of Newsmax TV. Why? Because Newsmax TV will tell the truth, whereas CNN absolutely has no clue what the truth is. And as long as we have all of these things going on in this nation, folks, we are not going to get any better. Alec Baldwin just said he dreams of Trump's hanging. Why hasn't he been deplatformed for inciting violence? That's inciting violence, folks. How come Madonna hasn't been gotten deplatformed for inciting violence? She wanted to blow up the White House, hopefully with Trump in it. Sean Penn was another one. How come he hasn't been deplatformed? Black Lives Matter. They've been running around this nation burning and looting and stealing and killing people. How come they haven't been deplatformed? I can give you the exact reason for that if you really don't know. They haven't been deplatformed, none of them, because they're talking about doing this to the Republicans. Not the other way around. Now, if it was the other way around, if they were talking about getting rid of the Democrats or getting rid of Joe Biden, ooh, would we have an uprising then? Yeah, we would have a very big uprising then. But there's all kinds of things going on here that, you know, the people just don't even see. Nobody's saying anything about it. Nobody in the mainstream lying media is saying anything about it. And then we got another one, Trump lawyer ousted as law school professor. Why? Because he supported Trump? Yep, that's the only reason. Wasn't because he wasn't doing his job. He was probably doing it very damn well. These are things we have to start looking at, folks, because this nation is being flushed down the toilet because of the Democrat Party. And as long as we keep allowing this to happen, things are not going to get better for us. And that thing about CNN demanding cable companies blacklist, this was an article written by John Nolte in the in Breitbart. The headline was Nolte, CNN demands cable companies blacklist One America News and Newsmax TV. The article says, after spending 5 years attempting to claim President Trump stole the 2020 election, after 5 years of pushing the Russia collusion hoax, after 5 years of promoting and encouraging violence against Trump and his supporters, that's you and me, folks, The far left CNN is now demanding that its competition at One America News and Newsmax TV be blacklisted. Why? Because they don't tell the lies like CNN does. And I like John Nolte's take on this because he doesn't call them just CNN. It's CNN LOL. So they ain't bothering to hide their McCarthyism anymore. They are straight up calling for big cable TV companies to rip One America News and Newsmax TV off their bundles to no longer make either network available to their customers. And after the cable companies agree to do this, and they will, CNN LOL will go after every streaming outlet that carries One America News and Newsmax and on and on and on. So eventually, if this actually happens, and as John Nolte says, it will happen, they'll eventually come after shows like this one. Because here's the thing I'm looking at. As all of these things start to disappear, like Parler now is gone. They will be back. But when they start to disappear like that, people who are out here wanting the truth are going to start looking around. Eventually, they're going to find me. Eventually, I'm going to start growing like a weed. My viewership is going to go up fast. And once that happens, then they'll come after me. As long as that hasn't happened, I'm safe. I don't have to worry about this. This is something that I can do out of the comfort of my home, out of the studio here in my house. Nobody knows where I am, though. They know I'm in Albuquerque, New Mexico. But Albuquerque is a big city. There's four quadrants in this city. Am I in the Southeast Heights? Am I in the Northeast Heights? Am I in the Southwest part of the town? Am I in the Northwest part of town? Am I in Rio Rancho? Am I just a little south of Albuquerque? Am I on the other side of the mountain in Edgewood? But that's where things, you know, shows like this one, shows like Black by Color Only, shows by like American by Design, shows like Nada with Mango, and shows that are done by Douglas V. Gibbs in California, the Constitution shows, and the shows that he does. As each one of these big networks gets taken out, people are going to start looking farther and farther down for something to tell the truth. And eventually, we'll be found out. Eventually, we will have our names suddenly show up. Washington will start listening. And as long as this is continuing, folks, they're going to continue to take us out. They're going to continue to take people out like me and like Bing and like Chris and like Vince. Here on Conservative Nation Media, they'll take Conservative Nation Media out. Even though we are such a small thing right now, we're not making money. We are doing this because of the love of our country. We are doing this not for money, not for fame, but because of our love for this constitutional republic. Now, for all of you Democrats out there who will finally be able to start hearing shows like this one, Biden lost this last election, plain and simple. He just cheated his way into the White House. And because the Republicans, most of them, are no better than Democrats, 10 Republicans this last week voted for impeaching our president. When our president did nothing wrong. Adam Schiff is saying Trump can't be trusted to receive intel briefings. Well, if you remember when Trump first took office, he said that then too. And who's the one who has been untrustworthy? Hasn't been Trump. Trump has been just as trustworthy as can be. He's been the one who has kept promises. He's been the one who has brought unemployment down for everybody, not just whites. He's the one who built the wall on the southern border, 450 miles, 453 miles, if you want to be exact. And now Biden's saying he wants to tear this down? I'd like to see him try, because it'll cost 10 times as much as it cost to build it to tear it down. And of course, he'll say, well, that's money well spent. No, it's not. It's only money well spent because we have a new caravan coming up from the south to break into our country. And Biden's administration the other day told them, hold it, don't come in yet, you won't get in yet. Operative word there is yet. It's just like the operative word with the violence that they say is coming in on Inauguration Day, is we might have some trouble because some well-armed conservative groups are coming. Well, there's no proof of this. But because they have said this, they've got their plans in motion now. They've got their plans in motion so that if something actually does happen, Trump can be blamed. The Republicans can be blamed. This show can be blamed. Fox News can be blamed, even though Fox News is mostly on their side now. Newsmax TV can be blamed. One America News can be blamed. Political Pistachio out of California can be blamed. The Constitution guy. Oh, yes, and by the way, that's the other thing I want to start doing too, is I'm getting ready to, once New Mexico starts opening back up again, I'm going to start teaching Constitution classes here in Albuquerque. I haven't gotten to the point where I've talked to the Republican Party about this yet, but that's where I was told to go, see if I can get an auditorium to be able to do this kind of thing. Doug does it in California, and he does it in California, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Montana. He's made a business out of that. And I say hooray for him. God bless him. He's teaching people what the Constitution actually says. And when you have a so-called constitutional scholar tell you that the Democrats are doing the right thing here, I can tell you right now, that so-called constitutional scholar does not know one thing about the Constitution and what it says. When it comes to our Constitution and what it says about impeachment, you cannot impeach a president once he's out of office. What are the Democrats trying to do? They're trying to impeach him. I mean, if he gets out of office, the thing is, they're trying to impeach him now. Their impeachment will not happen before the 20th. That's 2 days from now. Trump will be a private citizen at that point. According to the laws of the Constitution, he cannot be impeached at that point in time. But they're going to try. And all I can say is, I can say the same thing that Mark Levin said on his last show. If the Democrats get away with this, that means that the laws will change so presidents who are not in office anymore can be impeached. I know a whole bunch of Democrat presidents that I'd love to go after. Because if Trump deserves impeachement, every one of these other, the Democrats do. Every one of them. And I keep getting these articles, you know, like the inauguration for so-called President-elect Biden looks like North Korea, the security. One of the things that we have to think about here, folks, is America is supposed to be a free country. America is supposed to have freedom of speech. America is supposed to have freedom of religion. Well, until 2020, we did, sort of. Democrats have been trying to get rid of freedom of speech forever. In 2020, they actually did it. They shut down Parler. Why? They shut down Parler because Parler lied? No. They shut down Parler because Parler was putting out the truth that disagreed with what the Democrats wanted to say. That's why Parler was shut down. That's the reason why this show would be shut down if I had enough listeners. That's why YouTube is shutting down conservative people all over the place who get the who get their voices out. That's why Dan Bongino's been having problems, because the Democrats are shutting down conservative voices. The one that has been actually too big to shut down for past 35 years has been Rush Limbaugh. Oh, they've tried. They've tried quite hard, as a matter of fact. But because Rush Limbaugh succeeded, we've got others now. Sean Hannity is another one. I used to listen to the guy in Indianapolis on WIBC, Greg Garrison. He's retired now. Others have taken his place. Tony Katz is out there. Douglas V. Gibbs out of California is out there. Vincent Brown out of North Carolina is out there. Bing Fisher out of Tennessee is out there. Kathy Hinners, I think she's also in Tennessee, is out there. She doesn't do a show on Conservative Nation Media, but she does a show every once in a while now. And she has her own blog. It's called Daily Roll Call. That's out there. And the things that we have to start to realize here, folks, is that America is worth saving, but not if the Democrats get their way, because they will destroy America. Biden wants democracy in this country, but the democracy that Biden wants is mob rule. Biden never said anything against the destruction and the riots that were all summer long last year. The only time he started to say anything about it was just over the last week. Now that he's supposedly the new president of the United States starting on the 20th. We won't see much of him, by the way. It'll be Kamala Harris. And there's somebody else in there too that's in that will be a ghost president. Someone down in Texas is right now drawing up papers of secession from the union. Now Chris, who has the show Nada with Mango, that hopefully we'll be starting up before too long here on Conservative Nation Media, says that would be a mistake. I'm not quite so sure about that. Because Texas is big enough. Texas used to be its own country. In its constitution, it says that if things get bad, they can secede. And the thing is, I'm seeing here, there's a lot of red states that would go with her. There's a lot of red states that go that would go with them. There's 100, there is 85, 75 to 80 million people who voted for Trump who would probably move to Texas or one of the states that would join them. Being here in New Mexico, it's a liberal bastion up here in, on the north side of it anyway. Albuquerque and Santa Fe and Taos and all these places. But I would move in a heartbeat to Texas if Texas did this. If things don't change here in New Mexico, I would move in a heartbeat to Texas. Even if it meant going down to maybe Hobbs. They're right on the border of Texas. I could get out real easy that way. But we have to start realizing here, folks, that the Democrat Party is destroying America, and if we don't stop this destruction, America is lost. And America is not too big to fail. We saw that with this last election. This last election took us right out of being a constitutional republic. They're destroying our Constitution. They're destroying our First Amendment rights. They're destroying our Second Amendment rights. We haven't had First Amendment rights all year because we're not allowed to congregate in church. Now, BLM, oh yeah, they can congregate on the streets and do anything they damn well please. That's sanctioned by the Democrats. But to go to church on Sunday and worship your God, like your Constitution tells you, you have the right to do, we can't do that anymore. Why? Because the people are not fighting back. And I will keep doing this show until people start fighting back. Then I will start the fight with them. This nation is being destroyed, folks, and it's being destroyed by the Democrat Party. And if we don't stop this destruction, it's gonna get worse. And it will get worse. Until this nation is destroyed. It's like Benjamin Franklin said, we have a constitutional republic for as long as you can keep it. Well, we don't have it anymore. If we want it back, folks, we're going to have to fight for it because the government effectively stole that from us this year. No, I'm not saying it's something we can't get back. But the longer that we wait, folks, the bloodier it's going to be to get it back. You're listening to NWCR Radio. This was our episode 471, Democracy Mob Rule. We will be back next week on Friday. Hopefully I'll be able to have had some time to get some recordings made, so I'll have bumper music again. I'll be able to find my the song that I used for my outro, get my intro re-recorded because the one that I'm using now came from a show that I used to do and I was coughing when I tried to record it. So it needs to be replaced and fixed. But a lot of this might not happen until I can get me a new computer, but NWCR Radio will be here. Thank you all for listening. God bless you all. God bless our troops. And as always, we will not be ruled. Have a good day. Driving something long and black on a mask.
just last night. The days you've been by, maybe two or three times. Oh, you listen to me, Lord, don't tow ya. Pretty little thing, I'm buying a champagne cooler. Has a boy out on the corner, did they know how many of them things you think is out on the road? The one I mean, I say, if you've seen her, you know her.
God bless you all.